Councilmember Squiller represents the Market East section of the city where the Sixers Arena is proposed to be built. Councilmember Squiller, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I want to get your reaction to the reports and specifically what factors, if you don't have a comment on the report, just the factors that you're paying attention to now that we have these impact reports out.
Yes. First of all, I'm really excited that the studies are out, and I do want to thank the organizations and the people who did the studies, because it seems like they did put a lot of time and effort into those studies. But, you know, having a very short time to review them, obviously, just a high-focused evaluation of them. There are some of the challenges that we've heard from the community stakeholders and you know, some of the positive implementations of having an arena there. So I think most people, once they see these studies, they're going to be able to point to things. If you're already dynamically opposed to the studies, you're going to find things in this, I mean, the arena, you're going to find things in this studies to you know, say this is why we shouldn't do it. And then the people who are very supportive of the arena are going to find things in these studies and say, look, we should do that because these studies say this. I think it's up to us. We do see that there's still challenges to any type of development that goes and impacts a surrounding community, mainly Chinatown, Washington Square West, the Market East sector there. Those challenges, we have to look at them through the studies, look at the challenges of the cultural hub of Chinatown. How do we make sure we try to keep that a vibrant place in the city of Philadelphia? Yes, it is struggling right now, but, you know, is this project a opportunity or is it a killer, right? I think we need to look at those things through the studies. And can we as a city now, at this point, put in protections in place through legislation or through a community benefits agreement that could offset some of the negative impacts?
What types of protections? Can you give us some specifics of what you're thinking about, what you're looking at?
Yeah, I'm looking that, you know, obviously you hear a lot of challenges with small businesses, right? Especially some of the challenges we heard during construction, and it's a multi-year construction process, may have to close streets and stuff like that. Can there be a business interruption plan through commerce or through a CBA where some of these businesses, where they report their income, if they have a drop in 10% of their income, can that be mitigated through a CBA where they would then get those resources back, so therefore the business will be made whole, right? Challenges as far as zoning or height limits, like we see that Chinatown is going through a process of increased values on their properties. Can we do things to try to mitigate those challenges so that people don't come in and say, all right, I could buy these four buildings, I could build a high rise right in the middle of Chinatown and do it by right without having any input from the community or from council? Should we look at those protections as part of this plan to make sure we do that? And again, even if this arena is not moving forward, we need to start looking at that now. This might just expedite the process so that we could put those in place a little sooner.
Yeah, and what are some of the next steps? I mean, because it seems like there's quite a bit before you can get the type of information where you can make an actual decision. So what are the next steps that come before that actual decision point?
Right. Well, I believe, and I said this all along, legislation has been being drafted for some time right now to see what is necessary in order to put an arena at that location. I had promised to share that legislation with the community stakeholders for 30 days before possible introduction. So I'm hoping to be able to get that legislation out as soon as possible so that people could review it and look at it and see if it does enough and puts enough protections in place to make sure it handles those concerns. And if not, if the legislation is going to be forward and be introduced, then we would have to amend the legislation to make sure we add those protections in place. Or, you know, the other goal is, and I heard, earlier that, you know, certain things are promised as part of a development. I would like to codify the CBA, any community benefits agreement that is made from the development team to the community stakeholders, that would also be attached to the legislation, therefore will become part of the law. Mm-hmm. And so it could be enforced by the city so that they can't say one thing and do something else. And so if we could do that and make sure that we're able to put those mitigating changes in place as part of the legislation moving forward, then as the legislation is introduced, that doesn't be an end to it at that point. You have public hearings. You have public hearings in city council. You could still amend the legislation even after it's introduced with whatever changes mm-hmm. we made. You could amend them in a public hearing process.
And when do you think this will happen? When would you like it to happen? Because this has been beset by delays already.
Well, it's been 2 years since the initial introduction when we heard about it, when the 76ers had put a proposal out there. I guess it was maybe last two years in July, maybe, mm-hmm. or August, maybe around now, that we heard about it. So I would say the decision whether to introduce legislation will be made in the fall here.
In the fall.
Yes.
And that's going to be essentially your decision. Can you say which way you're leaning?
Well, I'm going to say my decision. We work here. We have a very strong mayoral form of government in the city of Philadelphia. I'll work cordially and coordination-wise with the mayor's office. If the mayor's office is dead set against this proposal, obviously we're not going to move forward. But if they are interested in moving the legislation forward, we'll do that together, and we will introduce the legislation. I would introduce the legislation on behalf of the administration.
And then let the entire council mm-hmm. vote on it? Would that be the idea?
Yes. Yeah, and I requested also, beside the 30 days of review, I requested that, you know, we have committee the whole hearing instead of having some of the documents, because, you know, I'm sure this legislation is going to be a pretty big piece of a pretty big document, and I'm sure there'll be some streets encroachment issues, there'll be some zoning issues, there'll be some rules, and it would be several different committees. I requested to be a committee the whole, so every council member could be part of that hearing process and be a part of the decision-making process.
And council member, just based on your experience, I mean, you know, in your district dealing with big projects like this, what do you think the overall timeline is going to be? Is this a month's thing, or this is like a year thing to get to a decision?
To get to the decision. Oh, I mean, and it'll be probably a little longer than any other legislation. It's a several month process. You know, so I would say by the time if it's introduced, I mean, I would say 2 months, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And before we get you out of here, are you worried that if there are further delays, the Sixers will look elsewhere? And of course, everyone's thinking about Camden. South mm-hmm. Jersey, Delaware, even threw its hat into the ring. Are you worried that if there are further delays, this project could die before it even gets to a vote?
No, absolutely. I mean, that's a concern. I mean, anytime there's offers from other municipalities to sway away a development project, not only a development project, but also an economic impact project that adds to our city's revenue and tax dollars, it is a concern. I mean, I'm hearing from, you know, you hear the governor from New Jersey say that, you know, we'll welcome you here and we'll work with you to add additional resources or whatever. Now you hear the governor in Delaware saying the same thing. I still think Philadelphia is the place where the 76ers want to be. I do believe they're going to build an arena somewhere. I do not, you know, I know that, you know, people thought that they were going to go back and merge with Comcast Spectacor and go to the Wells Fargo Center. I don't believe that they would have spent all this time, effort, and energy if they were going to go back there. I do believe they're going to build an arena somewhere. And I think that, you know, that will probably play a role also in the decision-making process of,
Are you committed to keeping the Sixers in Philadelphia?
Oh, I think I would love to keep them in the city of Philadelphia. Absolutely. Absolutely would love to have the Sixers in Philadelphia. They're a big part of the city of Philadelphia. And me personally does not want to see them move to any other municipality.
Well, there you have it. That was Mark Squilla, council member representing District 1, and that is the district where the proposed arena would be located, and he plays a central role in all of this moving forward. So thank you so much, council member Squilla, for your time.
Thank you, Avi. Thank you all for having us.